My dear beloved husband, I write this letter to you with trembling fingers and a racing heart, for I am both afraid and ashamed of what may happen next, if you find me worthy of it still. When I came by your office the other day, I heard you through the closed door, mounting that cute young redhead secretary that I always suspected was yearning for you. And why wouldn't she? You're the man every woman can only dream of. Tall, handsome, smart, and rich. I never knew why, of all the women that threw themselves at your feet, I was the one you chose to marry. I peeked through the keyhole just to witness you thrusting your glorious, throbbing cock into her mouth, smearing that little harlot's lipstick. How eagerly she took it, kneeling in front of you, her bare tits hanging out of her blouse, bouncing with every thrust of your massive dick forcing its path down her throat. My face flushed red as I realized that this was all my fault, when I understood how badly I had neglected you. It had been months since I served you in this way that you so very much deserve. Just the other week I brazenly denied you demands because I felt a little unwell. What had become of me? Had I completely forgotten my place? Tears of shame stung my eyes, seeing another woman fulfilling the duties that are mine, but I couldn't help but keep on watching. I saw you bend her over your table, the harlot eagerly offering her rosy holes to you, the way any good woman should, the way I should have done it every day and night since you married me. Her moans as she surrendered her glistening wet pussy to your cock were ringing in my ears, as if mocking me for my shortcomings as a wife. But she wasn't at fault, and if she had intended to mock me, she would have been justified in it. How could I even begin to feel worthy of any man, and especially a man so incredible as you, without worshipping his manhood daily on my knees, without begging to be even allowed to serve? Begging like she did when you pulled out of her. Like she did when she demurely offered her ass for your satisfaction. If only you would continue to fuck her. The joy on her face as your cock filled her from behind, forcefully using her in the way that any woman dreams of. It could have been me you mounted there if I hadn't been such a neglectful failure of a wife. Such a worthless disgrace who would deny her husband this form of pleasure just because I was afraid of what people would think if they knew. I saw her eyes glaze over as your thrust pushed her to climax, her perfectly lacquered nails leaving scratches in your table, her shuddering, convulsing body pleasing you to the point of spilling your seed into her. Again, she did what should have been my duty. No, my privilege, if only I had been deserving of it. She went down on her knees once more, reverently cleaned your cock with her mouth, and thanked you for using her. My guilt and my shame nearly crushed me. I couldn't have faced you in this moment. Fast as my shaking legs would carry me, I ran home, crying all the way. Only then I realized how truly undeserving of your continued affection I was. Despite my many failings, you barely ever beat me. Not even the other day when I stubbornly refused to give you the pleasure a husband is entitled to. What is more, even when you gave me my beating, a worthless woman like me always deserves. How careful you were not to leave marks anyone would see, so none would know of my untoward behavior. I was too selfish, too egoistic, too vapid to thank you for being so generously considerate. I was only thinking of myself and how you both stung when you lashed my rear for provoking your ire in such a shameful way. When you receive this letter, I will be at the beautiful home that you have given us. I will wear nothing but the stockings and heel you gave me for our anniversary, and that I have never adequately thanked you for. I will gag my stupid mouth that has given you so many reasons to be angry with a thick cloth. I will be prone on the bedroom floor, my legs spread wide, and I will remain in this posture until you come home and judge me. There will be lubricant available, in case you want to do the same to me that you did to your secretary. And the gag will muffle my screams if you rightly decide I am not worthy of being spared the pain. Your embroidered black leather belt will also be at hand, so you can beat my stubbornness out of me first. Please, my beloved husband, please allow me to make this right. I will never again refuse you, never again deny any of your demands. I will submit myself fully to your rightful rule over me. I will obey your every command, and I will devote my life to pleasing you in any way you desire. Please, please, please give me a chance to prove myself to you. I love you. Signed, your useless whore of a wife.